now 8:29. Another check of Triple Team traffic. What do you see, Andy Farnsworth?
I do see plenty of delays remaining on I-15. Unfortunately, if you're coming into the Salt Lake Valley, you've got a stretch between Bluffdale and Bangor Highway on almost 123rd South that's slow and go. And right now, if you're trying to get on the freeway at 90th South, it's going to be slow off and on all the way to 45th before you start to see some improvement. Bangor Highway does finally look better. I'm not seeing any particular backups from South Jordan all the way to West Valley, but still a little bit sluggish that last stretch before the 201 freeway, Eric Butler.
Everything's just fine on I-80 if you're heading into the valley from Tooele County. No problems on I-80 also as you head out towards Park City through the mountains. Right now, I-15 in Utah County, we've got good movement of both directions. No accidents or delays. Heather?
Looks like we're back to a 35-minute KSL travel time on southbound I-15 between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake. No delays on Legacy Parkway. Where we do have a bit of congestion is on US 89 right at the intersection of Harrison Boulevard as people are stopped at the traffic light, but everything else looks pretty good. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.